Again, just a reminder, next week I'll be doing membership classes. If you're a member, you are certainly, you certainly can attend. If you aren't a member and are interested, please attend. You don't, just because you attend the class doesn't mean you have to become a member. But you do have to attend the class before you can become a member. Now, if you miss a class, because it'll be over 3 Sundays, I can make arrangements to meet with you and make up that class. But just wanted to put that out there for people. So next week, Peggy will be starting her Sunday school class. She'll be meeting on the other side. I'll be meeting downstairs with the membership class. There will be the children's Sunday school classes. And then in October, George Peterson will be back with us and will be starting his class in Revelation. Okay. Let's turn to Colossians as we complete our letter to the Colossians. Colossians chapter 4, starting with the 7th verse. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is also called Justice, also sends greeting. These are the only Jews among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea and Nympha and the church at her house. After this letter has been read to you, see to it that it is also read in the church of Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the works you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Father, we thank you for your word. We do understand that each and every part of your word is useful for instruction and teaching. Lord, we ask now you'd send your Holy Spirit to guide and direct us as we seek instruction and teaching from this word, that we seek to know how to apply it to our lives, how we can better walk with you through reading and applying these words to ourselves. Lord, I pray that you would be upon me as I come and preach this morning, and that you would use me to lift the spirits of your people and encourage them. Each one who is here, might they know your presence, might they be encouraged by you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I entitled this week, Send Greetings. 6 times we have the word greetings used in this short passage. And we have these bunch of short messages. The greetings from this person, greetings from that person, my greetings to this person, etc. And these greetings are more than just a hi. It's much more to us to hear the words hi, or I greet you, or thank you for what you're doing, or we're remembering you and we're praying for you. this last week. Jason left, and so did Ryan. Ryan is now in the Army. He's at basic training in Fort Sill, Arizona. Jason is in Atlanta. He is in Atlanta until Wednesday, when he flies out from there and heads back to Mannheim, Germany. Christopher, our youngest, is stationed in Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, and is currently in New York City. So my family is out there. And there is nothing that brings a smile to my face or Donna's face faster than to hear a certain ringtone on her cell phone, because she has a ringtone which is specific for the boys. When it rings, it, she knows who's calling. And we hear from them, and they give us greetings. Today's instant messages on the computer, we can talk to each other from continents, oceans away. We're on a computer, they're on the computer, and they type a letter, say hi, and I can say hi. We can send greetings. See, we are preoccupied to hear about those whom we love. It's a preoccupation with us. We're wired that way. If we love somebody, we care about them, we want to hear from them, we want to know what's happening. Now, in these times, getting a letter was not as common as it is today. They had a very regular post. The Romans had a very good postal system, and it was not unheard of for people to receive a letter. But we receive junk mail. They didn't get that. We receive phone calls. They didn't even have telephones. We have so many different ways to hear from others, but the thing that drives that so much is the fact that we are indeed preoccupied with hearing from our loved ones. We all love to hear from them. Phyllis, I'm sure, gets the same excitement when Steve and Andy call. For that matter, any of her kids, even the ones that live just down the road just a little bit, any of us, we'd like to hear from those who we love. But especially if there's any distance involved, it seems to do something. So, you send greetings. These greetings were sent, one, to satisfy this need, this desire that people have to hear about those whom they love. And a couple of these people who we're talking about are loved by these people back in Colossae. Some of them are from there. Our dear brother, Onesimus, who is faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. He's from that area. They know him. Now, anybody here ever read the newspaper and see a friend, the name of a friend or a relative in the paper? What do you do? What'd you do with the paper? You kept it, didn't you? You took it, and maybe you underlined it, or you cut it out, you scrapbooked it, you got a copy, you maybe even have cut it out and sent it to your friend. Say, look, you were mentioned. Somebody was talking about you. And these greetings are sent for encouragement for loved ones here. Also, hearing news from others encourages us. And when we hear these news that this person's working, that person's doing this person's okay, it brings encouragement. It tells us that people are doing things, that things are happening, that Things are okay. And we need that. Who here likes being in the dark, having no information, knowing what's happening? That you want to be treated like a mushroom? You know, kept in the dark and covered with manure? Nobody likes that. We all want information. We need it in order to operate well. If I want to make a good decision, I need the right information. I need to know what's going on. So, we need that. It encourages us also when we hear about our friends and relatives or just others whom we've never even met, but whom we've heard about, to hear that this person is doing that. We do that naturally. Sometimes we'll pick on different things. I'm not a big golf fan. I like to play golf. But you know what? I kind of follow Tiger Woods. And if he's doing good for some reason, I'm encouraged. I don't know why that is. I can't explain it to you. I just know it's so. It's not because he's certainly underprivileged. Tiger's doing pretty good for himself. But when we hear about things, when these people from Colossae, when they heard from Paul, and he sends these greetings, he's encouraging them. Now remember, they've just had this long letter telling them, trying to help them deal with the issues of these false teachers and how to correct those issues. A good teacher doesn't just correct somebody and say, "Now be good." They like to leave somebody with a word of encouragement. When I read leadership books and things like this, it tells me that when I bring correction to somebody, I can't just bring the correction. I also have to bring some sort of encouragement too. Otherwise, it's not as effective. I've tried it with my children. When I'm nothing but grumpy, and it doesn't help as much as when if I say, "Okay, this was wrong, but you know, this part over here that you did, this is really good," or bring some sort of encouragement to them. That's what Paul is doing. One of the things that Paul is doing here is he's bringing encouragement to the people by telling them about loved ones, telling them about things that are going on. Letting them know what's happening. This is what's happening out here. They feel part of it. When we receive missionary reports, when we know what's happening in those things, we're connected. If we don't, we feel disconnected. That's what hit Phyllis so hard when she watched the TV this week. She was disconnected. She didn't know, have any knowledge of what's going on. But all of a sudden, this information came flooding in on her, and it struck her. Because that's what happens to us. That's the way we're wired. So sending greetings isn't just something that's a frivolous afterthought and we can just drop it off the end. I'm often tempted to do that with these letters. Say, "Oh, there's the greetings. Skip that part. Don't even bother reading it. Yeah, yeah, yeah." No. These greetings are important. They're encouragement to us and to these others. What in particular is happening? This person's doing well. That person's doing well. Encourage this man. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete your work you have received in the Lord. There's that word of encouragement coming to somebody. Tell, you know, like you're going, you know, tell Jason, you know, to finish that class he wants to take. Or go do this or that. These words are encouragement. And that's the primary reason for the greetings, is for that encouragement. Another reason for these greetings is it sets us an example of how it is that we, can encourage others. But it also shows that if we're going to be sending greetings, we can infer from that that we should be doing something worth reporting about. When we send greetings to our friends, to our relatives, to our brothers and sisters in Christ, are we doing anything worth reporting to them? Telling them, we're working hard here in this town of Brooklyn Center. Pray for us here. We're doing this. This is happening in my life. The sending of greetings usually means that there's something, when we do that, that there's usually something worth reporting. So that encouragement there is for us to make sure that our lives are worth reporting to our friends, our loved ones, our brothers and sisters in Christ. That is what we need to be doing. We need to send greetings to those around us so that we can encourage them. Now, people aren't going to be encouraged if we call them up and say, "Hi, we're here, we're doing nothing." They are encouraged if we say, "Hi, we're here, we're holding down the fort, we're doing stuff. This letter that I read from the church in East Texas." Where did I stick it in my Bible? This is a letter of encouragement to us. They're greeting us and telling us, this is what we're doing. You can be part of it. In fact, you are part of it. Because we've talked with you. Don't you feel more a part of what's going on there just through the reading of that letter and knowing that that church is going on and then praying about them? That's because they sent us greetings. And hopefully we will return those greetings back. We sent Ryan off to basic training, very hopefully, mind you, with a couple of pens, a notebook, a pad of paper, several envelopes, and some stamps. I think Donna did everything except start writing out the letters for him. And we got everything all ready. All you got to do is write something down, put it in an envelope, and mail it off to us. Because we want to hear from him. Because we know he's doing something right now. He's going through difficult times. But he's going to have good times and bad times through this. Our lives as Christians, what we do as individuals and what we do as a church, it's going to have good times, it's going to have bad times. But we need to remember to report, to send greetings to those around us, to those who are far away and those who are nearby, so that they can be encouraged. They can pray for us. We want to receive greetings so we can pray for them and so we can be encouraged. And then we need to do the same so that we can encourage others. The cycle of blessing which will go back and forth. Hopefully, we'll receive letters from Ryan in response to our letters to him. As soon as we receive that first letter from him that tells us what his address is. So I, Paul, write these greetings in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have given encouragement to us. Lord, that you have given us news about what you are doing. That you have told us about our loved ones, and those who love us. Lord, help us to send greetings also. Might we tell them that we are praying for them, that we love them. Might our love be tangible, Lord. Let it be real. Father, help us to be encouragement to those who need encouraging. And we thank you, Lord, for the encouragement which we receive. In Jesus' name, amen.